Hey John.
Hey Daniel.
Welcome back to the Tech Dump, loyal listeners. Glad you could
Listener,
make it.
singular.
A listener. Oh God. Hopefully it's more than just one person. More than just me who's listening to it. We got some interesting stories today. We're gonna be talking about the 30 series because it's September and we have to.
There was a Windows XP and Server 2003 source code leak. Now, with every leak, there's hundreds of articles on them, but none of them actually point to the actual leak for fear of getting in trouble. I have managed to get my hands on most of the leak. I could have gotten the entire thing, but I don't want to download like 40 gigabytes of conspiracy theory documents and leaked patent data. But I have gotten my hands on the XP source code, and as far as I can tell, I've checked with some other people, it looks real. And it looks compilable as well. So we might be seeing some custom Windows XP stuff as well soon.
Oh boy, that's gonna be fun. And we also have some Porsche Taycan stuff because Tesla hasn't had enough competition lately. So, how have you been, John?
Well, I've been watching the 30 series launch with just pain.
Honestly, who hasn't? It's one of the biggest train wrecks of 2020. Honestly, I think it overtakes Corona as one of the worst things to happen.
I am forced to disagree with that, but you do you.
Yeah.
I may think that I think the virus is a bit worse than
Just a little
expensive
bit.
graphics
Probably just a
cards.
little bit. But I mean, it's a pretty big train wreck. You can't lie
It
to me here.
is. It's not great, but I don't think it's as bad as the coronavirus.
For anyone who's not totally caught up, the 30 series is a brand new series of graphics cards that were put out by NVIDIA.
And
And
paper launch, unavailable, unavailable, went out of stock less than 5 minutes.
yeah,
Small
pretty.
societies were forming out front of micro centers in order for people who wanted to get one.
And even they were turned down because they just had so few. There was such a small,
They got like 26.
yeah, there was none.
Some stores got like 26 cards or less.
Your only chance is to line up. I think one person
Like
said
three days
3 days
early.
before. It's pretty sad. A lot of people say they didn't even see it go in stock on NVIDIA's website and Newegg and Best Buy. They just said it went from out of or not yet released to out of stock in seconds.
Yep, got all bought out by bots.
One bot in specific that I think we're going to talk about today is Bounce Alerts.
Don't. Ugh.
The evil. Nobody
Should
likes
probably
them.
just don't go buy their bot. It's don't go buy their scammy bot if you want to get one for yourself. That just supports them and gives them
Yes.
more
We're
motivation.
going to
So
start off
don't.
by saying do not support anything these people do. It's, in my mind, illegal because what they're basically doing is going in with a robot and buying up to
Oh,
like
these people are
15,
scum.
up to
Now,
15
someone didn't
graphics
someone
cards.
order 42 from one site with it? I don't
I
know.
think I did hear about that, but yeah, people are going in and buying large quantities of these graphics cards using robots, and then
There's so little to begin with that nobody gets one for real.
nobody gets one for real. And they
And then
resell
on
them on
E.
eBay.
Oh, but yes, they haven't really been able to.
True.
Because people have made counter bots that bid all of them up to $80,000 and then default on payment.
Yes, very. It's a entertaining process to watch, but depressing at the same time because there
Yeah,
are up to, there's probably thousands of people who didn't get one because
if
these
you,
bots scooped them up.
well, there weren't thousands to begin with, but if you go look up RTX 3080 on eBay right now, the top result is sitting at $45,100.
At least at the time that we're recording this, it could be higher.
And then 10,100, 1,200. This one's only 760.
That's surprising.
Here's another one, $2,100, $1,300, $65,000, $10,000,
And
$2,000, $2,000, $51,000.
Bounce Alert makes their argument that anyone who had the availability to get more than one graphics card would do so because there's such a high profit. And so they're openly admitting to saying, yeah, this is for people who want to buy stuff and then resell it. It was originally a sneaker launch bot that...
Yeah, it's originally a sneaker scalping bot. It's always been an evil bot.
But I personally think it should be illegal because they've made this illegal with concert tickets for the longest time. And what's the difference between a concert ticket and a limited supply product?
This one, I found one for less than $900 that ends in 4 hours currently for Founders Edition.
Really?
Which is the best one I've seen yet, even for a 3080, even though that's still overpriced. But yeah, all of these are ridiculously overbid, so nobody's actually making any profit.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't go on and buy them. I don't care how badly you want one. The 3090 is cheaper than most of these bids on eBay. Also, 3090, probably the biggest graphics card in the world right now, heaviest.
Yep. Same thing as the 3080 with the launch.
Yep, it went out of stock.
Same thing going on with eBay bids.
Mm-hmm. Except just more expensive.
Actually, no.
Really?
They're actually about the same because the bots are hammering them both equally.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So there isn't really a difference.
Yeah, that's bounce alerts. If you hear anything about them, just now you know what they are, and you know that they're probably one of the worst programs available to the public right now.
And they're the paper editions that people are actually bidding on. Those are great.
Yep.
Oh my god, here's one of a 3090 that's a picture printed on paper going for $2,500.
And they're not even actual graphics cards, they're just confirmed orders. Nobody actually has a 3090 yet. They're just saying, I have a screenshot of a confirmed order. When
this?
It's like, you can't sell a receipt because you don't actually have the product yet. And yeah, NVIDIA even said that they're going through and canceling orders that
look
sketchy.
Yeah, but they didn't. I don't think they did such a great job of that because I've seen people from Bounce Alerts posting shipped notifications, so I don't...
Ooh, jeez.
Yeah, here's a printed image of one that's at $2,500. And here is a GeForce RTX 3090 tissue box launch day tiers edition, for which could be yours for the low, low price of only $13.
That's awesome.
Included are 110 tissues guaranteed to absorb any and all frustrations that NVIDIA may or may not have caused you. Attached to the box is an official taped on out of stock button taken directly from the NVIDIA website, itself immortalizing the hours of wasted time pressing the F5 button. You may not be able to get a 3090, but at least you can have this box with a 3090 Sharpie on it. Free shipping.
Yes. That's amazing.
It has 5 bids. So there, someone actually bought this.
That's good.
Because... And the related sponsored items are completely inappropriate. Wow. Okay.
Ooh, okay. So you said you had a Microsoft leak that would be interesting.
Yes, I do. Windows XP, specifically, it says, I haven't checked what pack it is, but the leak claims that it is Service Pack 1. And the source code for Server 2003 has apparently leaked. It says the entire XP and most of Server 2003, so that one may be incomplete.
So for people who don't understand that, like me, myself, what does that mean?
So the source code is what is used to... So when you go if you go look at System32 on your computer, you'll see a ton of... If you try to read any of the files, they'll all be garbled, like unreadable to humans. So the source code is the original code, actually millions probably, if not, well, probably not millions, but like hundreds of thousands of different files of code and lines of code. Lines of code, probably millions, that are put together and assembled to create the entire operating system. So hypothetically, you can entirely build the operating system from the base code and install it yourself now.
So this is sort of turning Windows into a Linux sort of thing where it's an open source, do it yourself.
No.
No.
Because Microsoft will not be happy with this.
True.
In fact, I've heard they're already investigating. And this isn't Windows 10. That would be devastating if the Windows 10 code got dumped.
Oh, no.
But this means that there's a chance people could make custom Windows XP builds. So apparently, source threads were drifting around on a 4chan board. And then a few nights ago, someone flat out dumped the entire code. Really? There's some other incomplete stuff in here. Underground reporters are now making tons of articles on it that you see. None of them actually link back to the source. And I don't think we can either, but I have it.
Well, I'm sure Windows is not going to be happy with this, but I am personally excited to see what people do with this and see the mods that are going to be coming out on YouTube videos.
So allegedly, there are a few different from the place where the source I got it from. There was two different things that could have been possible.
Yeah,
there have been a few people claiming this is a private leak that's been passed around for years, and another one is that someone who leaked, one of the Nintendo leakers was responsible for getting this.
Okay. Yeah.
I
mean, you gotta. Well,
the entire thread.
Yeah, you have to be pretty close to Windows though, to be able to get that. So you think? Do you think it could be like an employee?
I doubt it. It could be literally. It's Windows XP. So enough time has gone by that it could be literally anything.
True. True.
It could have just been like someone chucking out a hard drive and someone picking it up.
You mean like Windows throwing out a hard drive or?
Like Microsoft, someone there.
Yeah.
It could be literally anything. That's just a random thing it could be. If you do manage to find this, be careful of the torrent. It is polluted with conspiracy information and a ton of other random garbage that you do not need. I'm surprised. I just checked. It still hasn't been taken down from Mega.
And by torrent, you mean like the download of the system?
Do you know what torrenting is?
I do not, so I'm just going to...
Okay, it's peer-to-peer download where it's not hosted on a specific server. You get it from all the other computers in the swarm.
Okay.
So it's basically... It's mainly used for piracy. Or for sharing of leaks that you don't want to be taken down.
Hmm.
Because you'd have to go and find every single computer in the swarm.
Yes.
Which is near on impossible with something on this scale. Well, I mean, okay, it's probably possible, but it's just the sheer scale of the operation you'd need to do to get it is just stupid.
Yeah. So.
Because new things are constantly being added to it.
New from Microsoft, do-it-yourself Windows. Oh god, they're not going to be happy with that at all.
I had to take my headphones off for a minute so I didn't hear whatever you just said.
I just said do-it-yourself Microsoft, or do-it-yourself Windows.
Yeah, the question is how many people will be able to build it.
Yeah, because you still have to know how to build an operating system, because it's, at least in my mind, that code is just a big jumble of mess, and they might as well just hand it to me and I still wouldn't know what to do with it.
According to someone I know, it apparently has the correct make files. I believe they're currently still working on trying to get a working compile of it. And it apparently contains a post-compile build script that builds the .iso file, which is what is used as like the Windows XP install CD.
Really?
So you can create an installer disk with this if it all works.
That's going to be fun. Just if you do explore around that, be careful, because it's not completely legal, I guess. warning to listeners, just don't be stupid when you download stuff. Porsche Taycan. If you don't know what that is, it's a Porsche's first EV. It's a Tesla competitor, I guess you could say. It's not a cheap one, though. It's starting off at around $200,000, $300,000. It's expensive. It's got a 3.2 acceleration, 0 to 60. 3.2 seconds, 0 to 60.
And, I don't know much about cars. I'm letting you handle this one.
Yeah, it's got good acceleration. It's got good torque. The efficiency is not great. So most combustion engine cars have miles per gallon. And with EVs, it's kilowatts or I'm trying to think what's the
kilowatt hours?
Kilowatt hours. I don't know, but it might be kilowatt hours per mile. So basically you want to get that number down as low as possible. Less is better is basically what I'm saying, because that means you're using less energy to go 1 mile. So Tesla usually hits around 300, 350. And if you're really being stupid, like 400. The Porsche Taycan is pulling around 400 if you're being very conservative with the pedal. And somewhere in the area of like 550, 600 if you're being stupid with it. It's not very efficient, but a lot of people are saying it's better than the Tesla, mainly because of the quality and the basically it being a Porsche. So the inside is, I think, at least what I saw, there's a vegan leather option where it's got all vegan leather interior.
Are you serious? That's so stupid.
Yeah, there's probably a real leather option, but the one I saw.
But why would you want either? Both are stupid.
Okay, well, there's probably a cloth option. But nice interior, good seats, extremely adjustable seats, buttons everywhere. I am a big fan of a tactile button, which I miss in Teslas. The screen is just hard to navigate while you're driving and paying attention to the road. A lot of people complain about panel spacing on the Teslas, and that's obviously not an issue with the Porsche. With Porsche being such an experienced manufacturer. And it looks nice.
Elon Musk is going to come hunting you down with the flamethrower for this.
He might. Watch out, a drill might come up through the factory floors and flamethrow everything. The Boring Company. That's just such a clever name. But yeah, it's a nice interior. MKB, I'm gonna mess up his name. I never get it right.
MKBHD.
Yeah, he did a review on the Porsche Taycan Turbo, and he admits it's a very nice car. It's got a lot of features that the Tesla lacks, mostly in the quality and some small features in the cabin, but he's never going to leave Tesla. I honestly think they're doing a paid deal with him.
I can't say I don't watch enough of his videos to be able to say anything on that.
Yeah, he's a big Tesla fan, little too big, but whatever. So that's all I got on the Taycan, but basically, long story short, new Tesla competitor. Better quality, not so great as being an EV, but better at being a car. Anything just randomly this month that kind of stuck out to you?
I don't have an article for this.
No, that's fine. So if you are listening still, we would love it if you liked, subscribed, whatever, shared this with your friends. Because the more people that listen, the happier we are, and we just love letting other people listen to what we have to say, and We're obviously not doing this for the money. I don't know if you've
You
seen
keep
my.
cutting out.
Oh, I'm not cutting out on my end. But basically, we're not doing this for the money. We literally made pennies on our last episode.
Yeah, what have we made? 2 cents each so far, I think?
Let me tell you guys. Officially, probably without the cut taken from Anchor right now, we have made 6 cents each, and Anchor is probably going to take about 30% of that, but we didn't have to do anything to do that. So, I mean, Anchor's still awesome because we're making money without having to do too much work. Obviously, this is not a highly high-profile podcast, but we're not making money doing this, at least yet, so.
So, I would like to talk about the Proctor surveillance apps that so many schools are using with all the online learning.
Oh, God.
These things are evil, despicable, and need to be stopped.
I'm so happy our school didn't use those.
Yeah, our school computers have monitoring and everything, but we don't have these proctoring apps, which, okay, yeah, sure. Apparently, I'm reading this off the EFF website.
Yeah.
Dozens of petitions throughout the whole country and the world. Students are pushing back against these. Apps include that are being pushed against include Honor Lock, Proctorio, ProctorU, Proctorio again, Honor Lock. Some teachers have been evil about this as well. Let me, if I go over to Twitter real quick and I look it up, I've seen some examples. I've seen some examples of teachers being no-nos.
So
and
just
yelling.
Just for our audience who isn't doing online learning, what is a Proctor app?
Okay, so a Proctor app is not all schools are using these. It's mainly in high school and college.
Yep.
Fortunately, neither of our schools are using these. But it's basically a way to make sure you don't cheat on tests by making you record and collecting all of your personal information. Camera on at all time. Don't look away from your screen. Don't tab out of the window. Don't change windows. Don't look at the background. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at your leg. Don't look at anything.
Yeah, pretty invasive. Thankfully, we're not doing that. Most of our teachers just kind of accept that we are probably going to cheat and just say open notes. And that kind of takes away the need to look up stuff. So they just say, take good notes. You can look at your notes.
I'm trying to find this. Twitter, Proctor app.
But yeah, basically students find it very invasive and they don't like it.
It is completely invasive for apps to request that you do a 360 video scan of your entire school, or not school, room or whatever, and constantly have a camera on you at all times.
Yeah.
Especially when that you're, like, they do not store this video securely.
Yeah, no, in this is... cases,
for example, the Tyler Technologies company, which provides software to school for stuff like this.
Uh-huh.
Have no back-end security, apparently, so they were hit by ransomware.
Woohoo.
This just happened yesterday.
Jeez.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. Oh my god. Why? Why?
They provide software for everything from jail and court management systems to payroll, human resources, tax, bill collection, and land records to governments.
Yep.
That's great.
So
let me just count these. There's more petitions than I can count against these. Glorified spyware, creepy and unacceptable, discriminates against people who have ADHD because it tracks their gaze, flags you as suspicious.
How the heck are you tracking your gaze?
Some of these softwares are allowed to hold on to recordings for years, even after they leave the school.
Wow.
You are required to, some of them require you to be alone in a quiet room for the duration of the exam, which can't, not everyone can do that.
No. That's ridiculous.
And you know how every company's terms of service just say that, we have rights to everything, you must die. So, here is a post from someone on the subreddit for FSU, which I believe is Florida State University. Yes, this person has since deleted their account.
Yeah.
So I don't know who they are. But,
we can link the post.
They have some snippets of the webcam requirements and their counter-arguments, and I'd like to just read a few here. The software says that you'll start by scanning the room with your webcam to ensure that no one else is present and that you're not using any external resources. And then we'll have you verify your identity by taking a picture of both yourself and photo ID with your webcam.
Let me real quick just flash my driver's license and tell you exactly who I am, where I live.
And show off my entire room, where I have to be alone in.
Yeah.
And I have to basically empty the room because you will view anything else as cheating.
So this is just a big old grab ID and run for anyone who's looking for a free
ID. If schools do this, and the adding insult to injury is when you don't even give students who are living paycheck to paycheck a webcam. That was a complaint in here. After your test, one of our proctors may review the exam session to look for any violations, and the recording will be sent to your instructor along with our notes. So, basically, anyone at this company can watch this video of you.
Yep.
Anyone at your school can watch this video of you, and they can potentially keep these recordings for an indefinite period of time, as well as the copies of your government ID.
Oh, and by the way, our security is next to none. Have fun with your test.
Here's another excerpt from their, from what I believe is their honor lock. Like most websites today, our web servers keep log files that record data when a device accesses these servers. Log files contain data about the nature of the access, IP, user agents, referral URLs. We use these log files for purposes such as assisting in monitoring and troubleshooting errors and incidents, analyzing web traffic, or optimizing the user experience. Vague way to say constant tracking.
What?
They
user
track
experience.
Also, it gets even better. They track everything you do while they run it with a closed source browser extension that only works on Google Chrome. So not only do they steal all your data, they make you use Google, which also steals all your data. Without telling you how it works, they are potentially reading network traffic, so you can't know what they're doing, which could be just unrelated to the student and just spying on other people in the building. We don't know because it's closed source.
So I wonder if we're tracking your web activity means let me just look at your search history for the past day.
And here is what I think is honestly the worst part of all this. In an ongoing effort to better understand our visitors and the website, we may analyze your information in aggregate form to carry out, maintain, manage, and improve operations. This information does not identify you personally. We may share this data with our affiliates, agents, and business partners. We may also disclose aggregated user statistics in order to describe our services and the website to current and prospective business partners and to other third parties for other lawful purposes. We will sell your data. That's what that means, in simple speak. We will sell your data, and we are selling your data.
Mm-hmm.
And for encryptions, they say that we use secure encrypted protocols to save and view all student assets. HonorLock certified proctors in your institution's faculty are able to review videos until they are deleted based on the school's retention policy. According to this write-up by the student, nowhere on their site or in the extension is a description of what kind of encryption is being used, which is a massive red flag.
Wow. So, anyone who
also,
has...
Also, certified proctor means nothing because they don't specify. We're installed... Yeah, okay.
That's ridiculous.
So, the student worded it like this, which I think is pretty good. We're installing locks on your doors, but we're not going to tell you what kind of locks or who we gave the key to.
Yep.
Might also be a violation of FERPA, whatever law that is. I'm not sure if that's Florida specific or not. It is just glorified spyware.
Yeah. If your school is doing this, tell them and be very obvious about your point of view with this, or, I mean, if you don't mind getting your ID stolen, then go ahead, it's fine, but, like, it's just terrible that schools can ask you to do this now and get away with it.
Also, it is super easy to cheat through this.
Yeah. How do you think they're, like, tracking your eye movement? That usually takes, like, at least two cameras.
No, you can do it with one webcam. There's eye tracking software.
Ugh. That sucks. So if someone asks you to do something, like your mom yells at you to do something, and you look at her, you are flagged as cheating.
Yes.
Wow. And it's not like you can't control the environment sometimes. A lot of people don't have Wi-Fi. Yeah.
I don't have an empty room I can work in just to do tests.
Yeah, no.
Most people can't do that.
Not to mention quiet. Like, you're sharing an entire house with your family right now.
And also, like, personally, if my school was using anything like this, they gave us school-issued laptops. If they were using any software like this, and I trusted them less, like, I trust my school pretty much. But if I didn't trust them, or if I knew they were using software like this, I would have not connected these laptops to my house Wi-Fi at all, and I would have filed a complaint. Because I don't believe my school and the software they use collects data from other devices on the network, but with software like the ones we were discussing earlier, they could have just harvested all of the data off my Wi-Fi, including other devices and everything else, which is completely evil and despicable.
So, be safe, people. Know that the internet is huge and not the most developed thing. It has been around for a long time, but as far as it's come, it's not developed yet. It's still a very experimental area where there's no major regulations as far as rules and regulations go. So just don't be stupid with your information and what you're doing with it. And don't just click accept on everything that you see.
Always read it.
Yeah, always read, or at least look up a summary. I'm not sure if I saw this, but I think there's a site made by lawyers where they tell you what all this jargon means. Where it's like, when it says ABC, it means we are selling your information. Or they'll have summaries of Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and xyz.com and all of their terms and agreements and stuff. Yeah, just don't be stupid and read. So I think that's going to do it for this episode of the Tech Dump.
A little shorter one, but all right.
Actually, we hit around half an hour on this one, so not too short. I think that's pretty good. So yeah, like, subscribe, download, share it.
Yep, we have a YouTube channel as well. Currently, there's just the podcast. Might have more stuff on there in the future.
Yeah, maybe. I'm wondering, could we give like a shout out to say, hey, if you're a artist, I guess you could say, digital artist, we're looking for someone who could draw us a new logo, because the one we have now it's not good. I'll admit it. It's not as good as it could be. It was just free, and it was a screenshot of a make-your-own logo thing, because I couldn't get HD for free, so I just took a screenshot. So yeah, just send us a message through our website, which has changed now. It is no longer tech-dump. It is just Tech Dump.
So anchor.fm/techdump.
Yeah, I'm not sure why I did tech-dump to begin with, but so yeah, give us a message if you see something cool in the news that you think we should talk about next episode. We would love your articles and your input, because that just makes the podcast better. And if it's customized by you, then that makes you happier, and that's the ultimate goal here. Heads up for the next episode, like we said, we have no schedule, so it might just come randomly.
more likely to release on a weekend now due to school, though.
Yep, true. So, yeah. That's gonna do it. See you next time. Bye-bye.